Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
20 questions, 20 questions, can you guess them all? Don't write them down, just shout them out, then tweet us with a score.
20 questions.
Hello and welcome to Plenty Questions.
It's Plenty Questions with Lucy Porter and Justin Edwards.
Asking you the questions and giving you the answers. Here's the answer to last episode's brain teaser, which was...
What have Joan Rivers, Marlene Dietrich, Anne Hathaway and Linda Lusardi all got in common?
What have they got in common, Lucy?
Well, Justin, they've all been sawn in half.
Well, have they?
Yes, and by that we mean they've all been magician's assistants. So Joan was sawn in half by Siegfried and Roy. Marlene was sawn in half by Orson Welles, imagine. And Anne Hathaway was the assistant for Brad Ross, who is a student magician she went to school with. And Linda Lusardi has been sawn in half by Wayne Dobson three times.
Three times.
So if you've got They've All Been Sawn in Half, you can have extra points. If you've got magician's assistants, you can have 1 point. And if you have ever been sawn in half by Orson Welles, please get in touch.
Yes, I'd like to hear about that. Mm-hmm. That was a lovely brain teaser from Thomas Moore. Thank you, Thomas Moore.
So
please do send in any other brain teasers, questions, stings or anything you want, really.
Please.
And anyway, here are your big 20 questions. Question number one. In Cockney rhyming slang, what is a dog and bone? A telephone. Question number two. What was Emily Bronte's only novel? Wuthering Heights. Question number three. Which space shuttle disintegrated on re-entry, killing all seven crew members in 2003? Columbia. Question number four. The UK wrestler Martin Austin Ruane was better known by which nickname? Giant Haystacks. Question number five. Which British actor narrates the children's show In the Night Garden? Derek Jacobi. Question number six. In which British newspaper did the cartoon strip The Perishers appear? The Daily Mirror. Question number seven. If Prince William becomes king, what number William would he be? William the Fifth. Question number eight. Which river starts in the Himalayan mountains and flows across India and Bangladesh into the Bay of Bengal? The Ganges. Question number nine. Which TV series was set around the Globelink News Company? Drop the Dead Donkey. Question number 10. The Appliance of Science was an advertising slogan used by which electrical goods manufacturer? Zanussi. Question number 11. Which two sports comprise a biathlon? Cross-country skiing and rifle shooting. Question number 12. Which Madonna song opens with the words, "Life is a mystery"? Like a Prayer. Question number 13. Charlotte Crosby, Gaz Beadle and Vicky Pattison are stars of which UK reality TV show? Geordie Shore. Question number 14. Chips or fries, cheese curds and gravy are the main ingredients of which Canadian dish? Poutine. Question number 15. Which crime-busting gang owned a dog called Scamper? The Secret Seven. Question number 16. Which retired British newsreader wrote biographies of the cricketers Viv Richards and Clive Lloyd? Sir Trevor MacDonald. Question number 17. In Pixar's Monsters, Inc., the character Mike Wazowski is voiced by which comedian and actor? Billy Crystal. Question number 18. Dr. Harold Shipman is sentenced to life imprisonment, Leo Blair is born, Alec Guinness dies, and Channel 5 shows the famous Naked Jungle game show. In what year? 2000. Question number 19. In the movie The Matrix, does Neo take the red pill or the blue pill? The red pill. And question number 20. Who was created first, Bertie Wooster or Bertie Bassett? Bertie Wooster by 13 years. There we go. Those were your big 20 questions.
Big
please
20.
Tweet us on @20questions
with
a Z. And let us know your score.
Please do.
And now we have another brain teaser sent in by who?
It's Fiona Flatty, as usual.
Queen of the brain teasers.
She sure is. Queen of our hearts. And I've done a brain teaser sting especially. She's queen of my heart.
Oh, okay.
Brain teaser sting especially for her.
Well, aren't we lucky? So this is Lucy's done. Brain teaser sting for Fiona Flatty. Go on, play it, play it. Go on.
It's brain teaser time. And this one is mighty fine.
Oh, I was expecting more. It's very nice.
Short
it's lovely.
But sweet.
Short but sweet. A bit like me.
Yes.
Okay, so what is the brain teaser, please?
What links the former home of British publishing,
mm-hmm.
a one-act play by Harold Pinter,
yes.
a basketball player that stays near the opponent's goal,
mm-hmm.
and a pair of psychiatrists?
Okay. Do you want those again?
Yeah.
I like to do them again. What links?
The former home of British publishing,
oh.
a one-act play by Harold Pinter,
Harold
a basketball
Pinter.
Player who
Harold
stays
player.
Near the opponent's goal,
near the opponent's goal,
and a pair of psychiatrists.
A pair of psychiatrists. Marvellous. If you know the answer to that, then very good. And if you don't, then work it out. And if you still can't work it out, then tune in and find out what it is.
Tune in anyway.
Tune in anyway, so yeah, we'll know just, yeah.
And thanks for listening this
thanks
time.
Thanks for listening for episode number 80, and we will see you all for episode number 81.
Bye.
Bye.
Lots of love. Bye-bye.
20 questions, plenty questions, thanks for taking part. If you didn't score many, perhaps you're just not that smart.
20 questions.
Bet you got a nice personality, though.
GreatBigOwl.com
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.